let us take a look at the process of performance management and appraisal. There are four stages to this process as follows. Stage one is the business role. The individual should have an up-to-date job description, be clear about the job skills and knowledge required for that role, as well as the departmental and business objectives. Stage two is performance planning. Performance objectives, which are derived from and contribute to the business role, should be agreed. Stage three is performance development. The attitude, skills, and knowledge that are needed to meet the performance objectives must be defined clearly and a development plan put in place. Stage four is performance measurement, and there are two aspects to this. One is the ongoing monitoring of performance that provides feedback to stage two, i.e. performance planning, and the second is the periodic performance appraisal. Performance management and appraisal responsibilities. Who is responsible for what, and who should be involved in the process? Have a think about the various aspects and responsibilities within the four stages just described, and consider whose responsibility they are. In some cases, it is clear that they would be yours. However, in some organisations, your line manager and indeed the individual you manage may also be involved. What is the case in your situation? Think about how you intend to handle your people management responsibilities and consider whether or not it is appropriate for you to do some of the following. I will consider setting between 3 and 6 objectives for each of my line reports. I will discuss these objectives thoroughly with my line reports. I will check that individual objectives are relevant to my organisation's needs. I will encourage individuals to share information about their objectives with others in the team. I will arrange sessions to update objectives at regular and frequent intervals. I will be willing to renegotiate objectives when situations change. I will do my best to ensure that objectives are achievable, and I will clearly explain how success will be measured. I will ensure that I clarify my contribution to the achievement of their objectives. I will make sure that we meet regularly to discuss performance against those objectives, and I will use tangible and fair evidence to measure the performance. Remember, it is worth re-examining how you set and measure objectives. When these are done well, they are a vital way to help both individuals and the organisation to develop.